All right, so that's it for our look into the future with regards to automobiles. Let's take a look at babies, really babies, human babies, just a minute. Something very interesting about that. By the way, how many of you have toddlers? And what do you find to be your greatest challenge in raising your toddlers? What do you find to be some of your greatest joys in being with and raising your toddlers? Well, we're going to talk about our toddlers in just a minute. Right now, I just want to briefly remind you of the Becoming Chain Breakers, a Community End to Modern Day Slavery Conference. This is a Cumbie Center conference that will be held in Aiken, South Carolina, at the Aiken Municipal Building, located at 214 Park Avenue Southwest, Friday, May 3rd, from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., taking a look at the connection between human trafficking, sex trafficking, and modern-day slavery. What can we do to help bring it to an end? At the very least, to reduce its prevalence. May 3rd, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Aiken Municipal Building. For more information, you can call 803-649-0480. If you want to just go ahead and register, you can go to Becoming Chain Breakers, all one word, .eventbrite, and that's B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. Becoming Chain Breakers, .eventbrite.com. Also, I want to let you know that tomorrow, Power Friday, I'll be speaking with living legend Dr. Joseph Hobbs of the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University. This man has just done some remarkable things in the field of medicine that have truly had an impact not only in the Augusta area, but literally across the country. I want you to join me tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the p.m. to hear my conversation with Dr. Joseph Hobbs. Okay, now, taking a look at our babies. They are fascinating. Have you been surprised, amazed at how quickly some of them start sitting, how quickly some of them start talking? Have you been amazed at little things they do that can make you laugh? It's amazing to me, too, how quickly our young toddlers, our infants, our young children can learn that they can do and say things that bring laughter out of those around them, especially out of family, and they like that. Well, how are our babies doing when it comes to getting exercise? Yeah, exercise. Our babies. We know that, you know, when it comes to our children, 5 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old, there are concerns about obesity. How about our young toddlers? Are they moving enough? Do they move in any way that would be considered significant? Well, I'll tell you what. Karen Adolf, who's a professor of psychology at New York University, can tell you, yes, our toddlers move quite a bit. Since about 1920, when researchers first began studying how humans learn to walk, the standard method has been to encourage young children to just move from point A to point B. To encourage them to do that. Babies can do that, of course, but they usually veer away from the path. They might go to a point C that they've designated as point C. Yeah, I want to go over there. They have minds of their own too, right? Now that I've made it over here, I want to go there too. And so they may not take the exact path that we want them to, or even if they are going from point A to point B, the very path we want them to be on, they might stop halfway to pick up a piece of lint off the carpet or maybe a Cheerio that somebody dropped and didn't realize they left there. They're not goal-directed the way researchers assume they are. So Professor Adolf decided to just let the children play and in their ordinary course of play, see how much they moved. Now, everyone knew that toddlers walk a lot, but when they actually counted, they were astounded. Now, I have a pop quiz question for you. I won't grade it, though, because I know I did not give you a heads up. But here's, I'm going to give you a pop quiz question. They're just letting the children play. They're looking at infants between 12 months to 19 months of age. They put them in a lab playroom that was equipped with toys, stairs, and a little slide. And they kept a caregiver present. And they filmed the children, just letting the children do what the children were going to do. And they reviewed the footage after they let the children do what they were going to do to track their walking. Now, here's your pop quiz. And in 1 hour's time, what was the average number of steps that those toddlers, infants, age 12 to 19, would have taken? Infants, again, 12 months to 19 months of age. So we're talking a year to roughly a little over a year and a half. 12 months to 19 months of age. In 1 hour's time, what would you say was the average number of steps that they took? Ladies and gentlemen, I know you're seeing in your mind what I'm seeing in my mind. 12 to 19 months of age, you're seeing a very, very short person. You're seeing a cute face. You're seeing some running here, so a little bit of running there, walking here, some sitting there, some sitting again, getting up to go get another toy. Just doing what children that age do. Again, now they were filming, and so they were able to replay the film, slow it down if they needed to. They put those children in there. What was the average number of steps that those children took in 1 hour's time? 1 hour's time. What would you say? Would you say 300 steps? And these are some short legs, you know, and of course not as strong as legs that would be, say, 8 years old. Forget about 28 years old, even 8 years old. Nope. We're looking at 12 to 19 months, little short legs, strong enough to get them from point A to point B fairly easily. But how many steps? 300? Some of you say, nah, not 300. All right. You're saying more or less in 1 hour's time. Okay, some of you thinking more like 120 steps. Okay. What about the rest of you? What are you saying? Some are thinking 300. Some are thinking closer to 120, 150. Some of you thinking maybe as high as 700. Wow, okay. Some of you saying 800. Wow, okay. In 1 hour's time, think about that routine, how those children that age, 12 to 19, how they move about. And I mean, go back in your memory bank and literally just kind of recall how we see them move. A few running steps here, a few walking steps there, sitting down for a little while, back up. How many steps in 1 hour? I'll tell you in just a few.